And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
I want to start the show by giving my mom, Victoria Dowling, a big shout out. Cause she's going to be so happy today. She's going to be so happy today because she likes Jalen, but she loves Chinee Agumake. Chinee Agumake in the building on Jalen and Jacoby today. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, waking up early in the morning and doing the show.
Let's go, DaBaby boys. All about
it.
The vibes. Feeling the vibes.
Of course. And you know, we give the pod exclusive. You know, and on the pod exclusive, you can say things that are too hot for TV.
Oh, I'm here right? for this.
Too hot for TV.
The fight, not a big deal. I'm throwing it out there. Not that big a deal. Not that big a deal. I'm not even tripping over it. Not that big a deal.
What?
Not that big a deal.
That is a hot take.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
Oh, explain yourself.
Well, I've seen, you know, I pay attention to all the shows on our network and other networks, and they spend their full 2-hour show talking about this and that, and it's all about the fight. There's so much other things in sports that happened yesterday that I would rather talk about. So many.
Okay, since you won't, I will. The fight is a huge deal because honestly, you know me, we're in the NBA vortex. We're watching all the mm-hmm. NBA games mm-hmm. and this matchup was one that I thought, okay, you know what? I want to actually watch this one, but instead I was sucked into the whole Dallas versus New York game
yep.
that wasn't actually Luka. A game. Luka, right? But this fight was a big deal because it made me wish I watched the whole fight. Now, obviously, I think people say there should be no fighting in sports, but it's an emotional game, it's a physical game,
oh,
especially
yeah.
football is OD with all that type of stuff. But when you think about this fight, actually, people don't realize there are actual rules of engagement to fighting in sports. Okay, yeah, we don't condone fighting, but if there's going to be a fight, we want it to be a fair fight. And this one was not a fair fight because how often do we have a situation where what is meant to protect you, your helmet, actually becomes a weapon? Like what? And that, it didn't even just like maybe connected, it really connected with Rudolph. So yeah, this was a real fight. This was legit. That's a horrible take by you, Jacoby.
No. Here's the horrible. Thing. So we did the run. You know what the rundown for the TV show is. We're going to talk about the fight for like a little bit and then we're going to move on to the good stuff.
Oh, okay. That's
like,
fair.
You know we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the fight and we're going to do that. But like, we're not going to make the whole show. We have a half hour show today. Chinee Agumake. This really, you know, I really appreciate you doing this.
You know,
I know how it works. I know how it works. They don't pay you extra. You know
what
I mean? they don't pay you. They're not like, oh yeah, I'm going to make this bread. You take a time out of your day, waking up super early in the morning on the West Coast to come and do that. And that means a lot to me. So I want to talk to you about your off season.
Okay.
You playing basketball?
Yeah.
You training?
No, actually, you know what?
You're not at all, are you?
This is going to sound horrible. But I'm not, but that's a part of my regimen. Your girls come back from 2 major injuries. People forget that the WNBA season ended exactly a month ago. So I take about a month and a half to do nothing and be a regular schmegula human, which I love and adore. Like last night and the night before, I watched Godfather and Godfather 2. Like this was just, I was just happy.
Oh.
You know, this is the first time actually since the NBA season started. It's been a crazy crossover because the WNBA season ends and I jump right into the NBA. So this is the first time, especially with football sort of ramping up into gear, the NFL, that I've had like 3 nights in my bed here in Los Angeles and I've loved it. I've soaked it up. I'm watching The Godfather. I've caught up on every TV show named, you know, I'm just
Reggie,
in my
hit the brakes,
right
hit
now.
The brakes, hit the brakes, hit the brakes, hit the brakes. Is this the first time you've seen The Godfather?
No, I watched The Godfather before. I am a fan of epic movies. I'm a fan of epic movies. So,
and let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Chinee.
What?
I'm not going to say it's as good as the others, but don't sleep on Godfather 3. It's not bad.
I've never made it to Godfather 3.
Watch Godfather 3. People, it's look. I think if you put it against the other two Godfathers, it doesn't even hold a candle to them. But it's a good movie. It's a good watch. I'm invested in Michael Corleone's life. I want to know what happens.
I have a friend that says that The Godfather is trash. I won't put his name out there, but...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that means they're famous. Who is it? Say their name.
No, I'm not saying their name.
Say their name.
I can't. Say my... You sound like Destiny's Child. Say my name. Say my name.
When no one is around you.
Oh!
Yes. Oh, yeah. I know that jam.
You know, to this day, guys, I've always thought that you're light-skinned. I didn't know that you're
Stop
Caucasian.
It.
No, I'm just, so serious because of the cultural swag you have. Like, I've always thought you were light skinned.
You know what?
It blows my mind.
So, Janae, let's talk about it on Wax then. There's a part of me that's like insulted when people think I'm not white. There's a part of me that is. There's a part of me that's like there's a little part of me that's insulted. Like, would you be insulted if someone thought you were white? Like, oh, I listened
that's
to you
impossible.
On the podcast.
I got way too much melanin. The way this chocolate's set up, no one thinks of. I mean, I grew up in Cypress, Texas, the northwest part of Houston, Texas. Through a point of my adolescence, I really thought I could have been Caucasian. Just a little bit. But that's just you. That's just you, though. You know, I think it's good when people think you got a little swag to you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. There was this one time.
I have not seen you dance.
You know what? Here's my thing. If I can dance really well for like 2 or 3 minutes, but then you've seen all my moves.
Oh.
I got nothing else. Like, I only got like one pitch.
But like,
I'm like a closer. Like, okay. I can pitch for one inning and that's it. Like,
okay.
I got one
strong
inning, but I can't carry the team for 6 innings.
No. But let's put this on wax though. The only move you really need is the 2-step. The left.
Oh, I got that.
And right.
Yeah.
You got
that's
that.
Easy. I mean, that's
that
easy.
Can last the whole
that's
night.
Easy. Yeah. I mean, I can do that, but I'm saying I've got a couple spins, I got a couple moves. Like single Jacoby, this single Jacoby existed from like 98 to 2002. Like I would dance with a girl on the dance floor, blow her socks off for 4 minutes, and be like, "Yo, let's go get a drink."
Okay, so
because she's
so
already seen all my tricks. She's
okay,
already seen all my tricks.
My question is now. This is getting a little personal, but you know I have to make you blush because you are actually white. So I got to see this. when a girl would dirty wine on you, could you handle it?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, but you did
land a sister.
No, I was, of course. Yeah. Shout out to Joey. I will say this is,
shout out.
So there's certain women that you dance with where you're not the star. You know what I mean? You're in the supporting role.
I feel like that's every woman for you.
Yes, exactly. Like sometimes you're just there as like an accessory. Like you're not the dress, you're the bracelet. You know what I mean? Like
that's
how it is a lot. So it's like, there's this one woman that I dated and she was such a good dancer. Like, she was an amazing dancer. And I realized real quick that I would just let her do her thing and I would just kind of be around. And I remember one time we were out, there was this other dude that was a really good dancer too. Like, she was like Latina, so she could do all like the salsa, merengue, like all that. And this other dude, we were out and she started dancing with another guy and he was such a good dancer. I was like, go ahead. I was like,
just y'all two
do your thing. Like, y'all two do your thing. Like, whatever y'all are doing, it's much better than whatever I would do with her. I ain't jealous. Go do your thing. She'll come home with me.
No, but for all the men out there that let their women be stars, they will end up staying with you probably. You know, not the other guy that's trying to, you know, make it into a dance battle. Cause then it's like egos are there. So that's why you married.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do your thing. We had date night last night.
How'd it go?
So this is when you know you're washed up. This is when you know you're washed up. You know what time the reservation was for?
I'm gonna go for
6:15.
I was gonna say 5:45. Knowing you, 5:45.
6:15 reservation, and then so we get done with dinner. We had a really nice dinner. You know, shout out to the James Hotel.
Oh.
And
shout out.
We had a really nice dinner, and it was like 7:45. We were done with dinner. We're like, we can't go home because the kids will still be awake.
You gotta string it out.
We went to the bar. Shout out to the Seville and Ro, my guy. We went to the bar, but we didn't even want to go to the bar. But we just had to go to the bar. We milked it. We had one drink. We just milked it until like 8:30. We're like, all right, it's safe now. We can go home.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a nice night. How are the kids?
Oh, they're good. We just had parent teacher conferences. Quincy, Margo, Chloe. You know, everyone's cool.
You're not gonna ask me about my last date?
Huh?
You're not gonna ask me about my last date?
Oh, I didn't know you were willing to share.
I didn't know.
I don't ask those kind of questions, Janae.
Usually,
I respect your personal and private life.
First of all, usually you do not. You disrespect my personal life. You're always like, oh, too hot for
off
TV.
Wax. That's
too,
off wax. That's
oh,
off wax.
Okay, then we can do it off the show then. I mean,
oh no, I want to know now.
So this is so weird. I've been finding out that like I go on dates not knowing their dates because I feel like in 2019 people don't say let's go on a date. It's sort of like let's hang.
Let's get coffee or whatever.
Let's get coffee. And then it turns into like, oh, I've been dating you for like a year.
So here's the thing. Let me tell you something. If a dude who is single asks you to do anything, he's interested.
Oh, 100%.
Like we here for platonic relationships. And you know what I mean?
One of my best dates most recently actually was like a not date that turned into like the best date ever because you didn't know it was a date. And then we ended up doing something like super magical. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow. You know what? I want to get more personal information from you, but I respect you too much. Let's give the people what they want.
Okay, good.
Okay, just okay is not okay. Whether you're talking about your wireless network or college football. So on Saturday morning when you're looking for a game to watch, we know you're all in on your team. But after that, don't settle for just an okay matchup. Do what I do. Find the best game that's going on with the best teams and the best players. Like choosing a wireless network when you go to America's best network, AT&T. Just like the best of the best in college football, you can never, ever settle for okay. Whether you're getting your beverages together, we want the best ones. Whether you're getting your meats for the grill, you want the absolute best ones. You always want the best because just okay is not okay, especially when it comes to your wireless network. So get AT&T, America's best network. Stay on top of your game all season long. Best network based on GWS One Score, September 2019. I'm so glad that you are on the show because sometimes things happen in sports that you can really only understand and explain if you played the game. And for that, we need you to take us behind the curtain. Thursday night football last night was pretty boring. I'm going to be honest. It was a pretty boring game. The Browns were ahead. I was starting to fall asleep. And then this happened. You've all seen it by now. Myles Garrett tackles Mason Rudolph. They go to the ground. Rudolph tries to take his helmet off. And then chaos ensues. Myles Garrett gets Rudolph's helmet off. Rudolph charged him, and then bang, that happened. This has been not just the talk of the sports world, but the talk of the nation today, all day. So, Shanae Agumake, you see right there, Mason Rudolph trying to take off Myles Garrett's helmet. I think that's an important part of this conversation. Shanae, take us behind the curtain. When you are on the court or the field, are there unwritten rules of engagement when it comes to fighting?
There are absolutely unwritten rules. There are rules of engagement for fights. Now, it is not fair to say, you know, we don't want fighting, right? Like, we all feel like in sports, we're not trying to go out there and, you know, throw hands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But if you think about the situation, there's emotions, there's physicality, and things happen. Now, this was not cool just because you cannot use what was meant to protect you as a weapon. Your helmet. Like, that's not fair. I feel like everyone wants a fair fight. Fights do happen, and they should be fair. Using and employing your helmet as a weapon is not fair at all. Granted, there's cause and effect. Mason Rudolph trying to rip off the helmet and charging after Myles Garrett, that's cause. But the effect, yes, you can lose your mind out there, but this is where it becomes unfair when you use that helmet as a weapon. And I have seen fights. I have seen unfair fights. And our whole team recognized that they were unfair. Catching someone off guard when they're not looking, when they're not prepared. Unfair fights. Fair fights, when it's a level playing field, you throw that helmet down and then you can sort of scrap, you know, one-on-one. When it's a double team, that's when it becomes unfair. But yeah, this was something you don't want to see, but it did get my eyeballs on the game.
It did. And I think there's a couple things that we need to say here. With Myles Garrett, he does have like an impulse control problem. He's a bit of a habitual line stepper. This is not new for him, which I think will be taken into consideration when the league decides to suspend him, which they will. Because Myles Garrett has kind of played past the whistle a few times in his short career, and this is one time that it was. That being said, Mason Rudolph tried to rip his helmet off.
Yep.
And I feel like if Mason Rudolph never tries to rip off Myles Garrett's helmet, Myles Garrett never tries to rip off Mason Rudolph's helmet. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. But at the same time, like, things happen. I think you have to sort of remember time and place. Like, yes, he did something foul to you. You should not escalate to that level. It's fine to fight, but to use your helmet and to launch it at his head, and he's had a concussion issue before.
Yep,
like, to me, that's out of bounds, flagrant two, double ejection, you're out of there. And I think that's what everyone's saying. He's going to be out of there for likely the rest of the season.
I think that's a really good point. Now, Shanae, you know, you're taking us behind the curtain. We haven't played professional sports, and you have. What do you do when you see your teammate engaged in a fight?
You know what? Okay, so it's different. Like, I have two things. I play with my sister. So if my sister's in a fight, I'm automatically going in there. But if it's not my sister, even though all my teammates are my family, you let them go one-on-one. So, like, there's a fairness to this. Y'all remember that Brittany Griner situation where she was chasing after Christina Nigue in the WNBA? Like, I feel like there's such thing as a valiant L. You can go into a fight knowing you're going to lose and take an L, and you can still be a champ because you went in there and you tried your best. So, like, there are rules to engagement. There's ways you can still get your street credibility. But, yeah, like, I get it on the street. If we're friends and you're in a fight, I'm jumping in there. But in sports, you just got to let the matchup play out.
Sometimes in fights, you take L's. And that is the reason that my nose is on the side of my face. We're going to move on. Paul George made his debut with the Clippers. He scored 33 points. Not just 33 points, Chinee. 33 points in 24 minutes.
Yes.
How do you come back after two shoulder surgeries and score 33 points in just 24 minutes?
I mean, I feel like this was low-key. I know we've been talking about Kawhi Leonard and load management, but this was sort of Paul George load management by missing 10 games because he looked good. He almost looked too good. Like, he was ready.
Yes. We're like, where were
this
we all
is
week
the plan.
Ago.
Yeah. We're going to get you playing 70 games this year, maybe 68 instead of 70. But what I really liked about Paul George, I know he had some shine in Indiana as a number one option. But, like, for a championship team, if he's your number two, that's, like, the best case scenario. Because, like you mentioned, he went 10 for 17, 33 points in 24 minutes. If you can get that kind of low-key, silent killer production, that's what Kawhi normally gives you as your number two option. That's good. Granted, the Clippers lost. Yeah, that stinks against the Pelicans. But if you look at the supporting cast, Montrezl Harrell was giving you almost 30. Lou Will giving you almost 30. These guys are going to be contenders in the end because you have Paul George at number two, Kawhi at number one, plenty of bench production. So this is a team that even though they took an L today, it's like they're building their chemistry and getting all the pieces healthy at the right time, and that'll become May, June.
See, I think that's right. Like, I don't think we've seen the real Clippers yet because we all know the Clippers are going to be championship contenders. But when you look down, they're 7-5.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a great record. Have they underperformed your expectations up to this point?
I don't think they've underperformed their expectations because I think they're playing a different game. They're playing chess, not checkers. Yes, I know you want the seeding to be correct. You want them to be number one or number two, not fall down to number three or number four where you're on the road in the Western Conference Finals. But yeah, I think it's going to take a while for them to all get their pieces together. And I think they're playing the long game. Let's get them in January and February, not necessarily November and December. So yeah, they're going to have fresh bodies and that might matter better than home court advantage.
I think that Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are one of the best dynamic duos in the league, but I think an underrated dynamic duo in the NBA, Kristaps Porzingis and Luka Doncic. Kristaps made his return to MSG, and he was booed like he was on draft day. And to be honest, he kind of deserved it. But Luka Doncic did his thing. Luka had 27, 10, and 9. Kristaps Porzingis played pretty well. They did take an L to the Knicks, but who wants to talk about the Knicks? They're trash. I say that this dynamic duo is the most complementary dynamic duo that we have in the league, maybe second to LeBron and AD. Do you think that they are one of the most complementary dynamic duos?
I would flip-flop that. I would have AD and LeBron James ahead of them just because their pick-and-roll game cannot be guarded. Everyone did not really expect LeBron James to average a triple-double almost and lead the league in assists. He's doing that not from the shooters, what we expected, right, with like Danny Green shooting and Kuzma finally out there shooting from the outside. He's doing it with the pick-and-roll game. But in fairness, the reason I wanted to watch that Thursday night football game, but I couldn't because of the Knicks-Mavs. The game was actually super fun. And I was just saying on Twitter, I was like, man, I really feel for Knicks fans, like especially this week, the tumultuous nature of the press conference.
Yes.
And then, you know, maybe we're going to fire Coach Fizdale. And then all of a sudden you get a big game, you get Porzingis back, and then they win. Like, what? That for me, it was a roller coaster of emotions for just 1 week. I was like, how do you survive a lifetime of being a Knicks fan? Like, to me, that's just kind of crazy. But they are complimentary.
Tough.
You're correct. I like the matchup, that they pose together. Luka is just tough. He, like, rattled off three threes from the same spot. Porzingis had, like, the best way to end a quarter. He struggled in the first half. Then he went in and had this monster dunk to end, the third quarter. And it was sort of like, dang. It's like looking at your ex and like, oh, you look good.
It
and
is.
It's not fair.
So, Chinee, I'm going to call you out live on national television.
Okay.
You kind of forced your way off a team in the WNBA before, and you had to return and play there. What's it like? What's that feeling going back into that arena that you kind of left behind?
So I wouldn't say forced. Maybe I boxed out. cleared the lane a little bit.
Okay.
See, the difference is a lot of people didn't understand at that time it was really for work-life balance. Again, like here, I'm on the West Coast. Those 7 p.m. games or 10 p.m. games, you know, like it just was so hard for me to manage everything, family and then work. But that's a conversation for another day. When I went back to, when I went back to Mohegan, I get exactly what Kristaps Porzingis went through, just because I think it took him like 2 quarters or so. He was like 1 for 10 to start the game, because you're nervous and you're anxious. You know that's like an arena not necessarily full of great vibes. They're booing you and it's loud. But then it's sort of your competitive instinct sets in. And so, yes, I got booed. I got booed not only in the regular season. I got booed in the playoffs. We lost to my former team. It hurt.
Yep.
But shout out to the Connecticut Sun, because their culture, you know, something I was a part of was tremendous. And their women's basketball fans, like some of the best in the world. So I'm not mad at getting booed. And I think I was sitting on the jump and Scottie Pippen said, hey, you know, if they're booing you, that means they care. And
that means
so
they care.
That's the same. You know, the only thing is you sort of wish you walked out with a win if you're Porzingis and myself, but maybe it's a long-term win at life.
It is time for News That Matters. Yale scientists have restored brain functionality inside of pigs that were dead. Chinee Igumike, would you like your brain to be brought back to life when you pass away?
In my Jalen Rose voice, not going to be able to do.
Do it again.
Don't want those problems. Not going to be able to do. I don't want those problems. I really don't. Like, you know, God grant me, please, a long life, but don't bring me back and then just activate my brain just for, like, scientific tests. And it's a pig. Like,
I know.
No.
The Jalen and Jacoby podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Chinee, huge news in the NBA. Carmelo Anthony is back. He is signing a non-guaranteed contract with the Blazers. What do you expect to see from the Hall of Famer?
I expect to see instant buckets. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know that song, Mace, like the old classic? That's him, Carmelo Anthony. I'm really excited for him to be back in the league. It's about dang time. The Portland Trailblazers really need him, just because health has been an issue with Zach Collins and even Rodney Hood. They're off to their worst start in the Damian Lillard era. So this is a boost for them. They've co-signed on wanting him on the team. So I'm happy. This is a good landing spot for Carmelo.
Are you a little concerned about him defensively?
Not at all. This team just needs to outscore people, just because that's their best bet between CJ and Dame, one of the best backcourts in the league. Dame is giving you 30 points per game. He's not giving you any cause to hesitate. Like, why have they had a slow start? Melo needs to be there, and I think they can bring life, and hopefully that'll bring some more wins.
Well, the Suns have had a hot start. And Chinee, I'm going to say something that I might regret.
Ooh.
I don't think it's a fluke. I really don't think it's a fluke.
I agree.
The Suns are now 7-4, and they beat the Hawks, and they're doing all of this without DeAndre Ayton. Chinee, do you think the Suns are going to be one of those teams that starts hot and then flames out, or do you think this is for real?
I think this is for real. The West is just unreal. Wow, wow, West. My Will Smith voice. Devin Booker is really, you know, with the wins now for sure, looking like an all-star. Kelly Oubre has been the difference maker. Once he got
really
traded there, Wade Poppy has been killing. Aaron Baines is making the most of his opportunity. So I like this squad. Shout out to Monty Williams. You wonder why so many people were coveting him this past summer. Well, this is why he makes them believers. Shout out to the Valley Boys.
And also Ricky Rubio. Ricky Rubio is out here with something to
Frank
prove.
Frank Kaminsky.
And like they've got all these players that people kind of forgot about or disrespected or thought were washed up. Like Dario Saric is out here. Like, I'm not that old.
Yeah.
And I can get buckets.
Yeah.
Dario Saric played well last night against the Hawks. They've been doing well. I think the Suns will keep this up. But you know what season it is, right?
What is it? Cuffin season?
It's Jacoby season. My man. If you don't know, you should know. Kobe White's real name is Alec Jacoby White.
No way.
And my man
keeps
getting buckets. He had 26, 5, and 3 last night. Sure, they lost, but it doesn't matter. It's Jacoby season. Have the Bulls found a superstar with the number 7 pick?
I wouldn't say a superstar, but they actually have life. I know you're biased because of Jacoby, the name, which that shook me first and foremost. I call you Jacoby because it's, you know, that's you, that's your lane, and he's Jacoby.
Proper. Yeah.
He's Jacoby. But even, you know, busting onto the scene after having 7 threes in the fourth quarter, like, he's putting the whole league on notice. So I sign off of this.
20-second timeout. Wait a second. Did I just lose my own name to a dude who's only played 10 games in the league?
The melanin, I call him Jacoby. Without, you know, with less melanin, you're Jacoby.
You just hurt my feelings. You just hurt my feelings. Honestly, I didn't think you were going to hurt my feelings like that.
My number one goal is to put you in the hot seat, because that's all you try to do to me. Make me sweat.
All right, Chini. Oh. You know what? It is time to put you in the hot seat.
You remember
it is time to put you in the hot seat. Yeah, Chinenye
Ogunmike. Chinenye Joinenna Ogunmike. Say it right.
It is time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Well, the Cavs are trash, but they do have a nice young backcourt with Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. You changed my name. Well, the Cavs fans love this backcourt so much, they gave them a nickname. Do you know what that nickname is?
I'm afraid of it.
Sexland. Darius Garland and Colin Sexton are now Sexland. Are you ready to embrace Sexland?
I am here for Sexland because they're bringing life. They're bringing new energy to Cleveland. So I'm done. I can't with this topic.
It is the Don't Get Fired topic of the day. When we said Sexland and you said they're bringing life, I was just like, oh God, I don't even know what she, I don't think she knows what she just did.
I know. I'm literally about to start sweating.
I'm so excited for Sexland and Tom Brady's Super Bowl revenge. Don't ever sleep, and don't sleep on my co-host today, Chinenye Ogunmike, who is from Houston, Texas. So you know we're going to talk about the Houston Rockets. James Harden and the Rockets play the Pacers tonight, and I feel like everybody that loves the NBA loves to talk and criticize about their style of play and the way that James Harden isolates. But do you know what they keep doing? Winning and winning and winning. What do you think about those that criticize the Rockets' style of play?
You know, being that I'm from Houston, Texas, I have seen the highs and the lows of this Rockets team, but I think that this is the best version of the Rockets just because before they lived and died by the three, and they often died. They've sort of departed from that style by bringing in Russell Westbrook. Last season, the Rockets were 27th in the NBA in pace. This season, they are first in the NBA in pace. That's all the Brody. That's all Russell Westbrook. So, yes, they might die often by not shooting threes, but I think they're weathering that storm. Before, it was like, Houston, we have a problem, but now it's sort of like liftoff. You've got James Harden that's averaging, what, 37 points, almost 40? It's just crazy. But, yeah, the question was shooting. Will they have enough shooting? It doesn't matter when you have a guy that changes the entire outlook of the team just by running up and down the court, and that's Russell Westbrook. So that helps.
I always say that action speaks louder than words. And when I'm sitting on my couch and I've got the remote control in my hand and I'm on League Pass, I gravitate towards the Rockets every single night. I just want to watch James Harden play basketball. He's an absolute wizard. He is a magician. You cannot double team him. You can shade him to the right. You can let him drive. You can let him shoot. You can do whatever you want, and he keeps scoring. How do you stop James Harden from scoring?
You don't. I mean, he had 47 on the Clippers, and the Clippers have the best defender arguably on the perimeter in Kawhi Leonard. He had 47. They had Patrick Beverley, and he still had 47. You can't stop him. I think what you have to do is stop the others. You have to make sure that they have a poor shooting night, that Clint Capella does not go off. But then again, this is a team that sort of remolded themselves just by bringing in Russell Westbrook, because he may not shoot, but he'll get you easy baskets north and south. One of the best rebounding point guards, if not the best rebounding point guard in the association.
One thing, like, you forget they have Tyson Chandler. Like, Tyson Chandler's falling into buckets. Like, James Harden's just like, Tyson Chandler just falls into 8 points from James Harden.
Sort of like Dwight
Howard. He is so good. It is now time for Soft Mover Boss. It's starting to get cold out here in New York City, Chinenye. It is starting to get cold, and it's starting to become the holiday season, and there's something happening in your home state of Texas that we must discuss. A homeowners association got together and demanded that a family take down their Christmas decorations because it was too early. Demanding a family take down their Christmas decorations, soft move or boss move?
That is a boss move by the homeowners association, just because there's so many debates about when you can have Christmas, you know, decorations up. boss move by the association, also boss move by the family, because I think they're filing an appeal. The wife in this family is pregnant, and she said, y'all, I'm supposed to pop the baby out in a month or so. I don't have time to do these decorations. Yeah, I'm doing them now. Yeah. So I am really invested in seeing who will win.
I love this, too. First of all, I'm not used to having a co-host as prepared for the topics as you are, and I really appreciate it. Second of all, it's a soft move making this family do this. The wife is pregnant. She's going to have a child. She's like, she's just thinking ahead. She's like, look, I'm going to have this brand new baby. I'm not going to be able to put these lights up. I'm not going to be able to do this. So let me put them up now. I think it's a soft move to make them take them down. But I would never, ever, ever, ever in my whole entire life put up Christmas decorations until after Thanksgiving. I just would never do it. I would never do it. Do you decorate your home in Los Angeles?
First of all, I don't decorate my home. For who? For me? Me, myself, and I? No, I will probably get a little mini Christmas tree, but everyone knows we're going to be working on Christmas Day. Yeah, fake one for sure.
Chinee, you've been on this show enough times. You know that we always say we give the people what they want. Mm-hmm. Part of giving the people what they want is not just playing the Dipset beats in the background. Reggie one time fixed his lips and said Cameron is trash. I haven't respected that man since. I've not respected that man since.
Well, Reggie's trash.
I want to fly Cameron to Los Angeles just so Reggie can say that to his face.
Yes, please. I want the smoke.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is listening to the people. We have a voicemail line. 985-80-JALEN is a number that you can call. And if you call that number and you give Reggie a shout out, he'll put it on the show just
what
like
up,
this.
What up, Jalen and Jacoby? This is AJ calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, the North. Shout out Raptors. And also, shout out Reg. First off, I want to say that I've been a huge fan of the pod since the Grantland days. Jacoby, you bring a sense of relatability to us listeners. You seem like an average Joe who has questionable pickup game rules. Anyways, my question, or rather spiel, for advice goes to both of you. There's this girl in one of my lectures, and we seem to hit it off. I got her number within the second week of classes, and we've hung out of class, albeit it was for a program event. I don't want to ask her out and for her to say no, making the rest of the class awkward. What's the best way to approach the situation? Should I ask her out within the last week of class? Should I just go for it now? Keep giving people what they want, and have a great day.
Oh my God, I love this caller so much. Big shout to AJ and this girl in his lectures.
Shout out.
So, a couple things. Number one, when he says that I'm relatable, it's like a compliment, but also a diss at the same time, which I appreciate. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're just like a regular guy, so that's super relatable. It's like, all right, thank you, AJ. Secondly, let me say something. I love giving dating advice, even though I've dated the same woman for 17 years, but I love doling out the advice. Let me say something. Rarely, unless you're bad at sort of feeling the room, rarely is it just one-sided. Like, if you're feeling her and she's throwing you rhythm back, it's probably two-sided. Like, I bet if she probably says to her friends, I kind of like this guy. Like, if you're feeling it, it's probably going both directions. So my advice to you, just take the shot, man. Forget making the classes awkward. Shoot your shot. I know it's hard. That's one thing I always say to women is like, it's easy to just wait for someone to come talk to you, but it's hard to step up and do it. Shoot your shot. Chinee, you're actually single-ish. So, what's your advice for AJ?
I love this. Shoot or shoot. You got to be like Nick Young, you know, unconscious.
Yes. Shooter. Yes.
So, this is one thing I would tell him that he probably doesn't even know. In 2019, one, you can take a girl out without putting the pressure on a date. So basically saying, hey, can we talk about this? Let's link up. Let's study, whatever it is. And then you can have one-on-one vibe time. Girls won't know it's a date, but it's like getting to know you. So one, that's like something you can do. So less pressure on the situation. Two, a female does not give you her number unless there's like real potential there, meaning whether it's friendship, study buddy, or like even, you know, dating. So like, if this is the move I will do, if someone says, hey, let me get your number, like we're in the same class, whatever, and he waited, it was respectable, he waited 2 weeks, I'd say, you know what, give me your Instagram, I'll give you my like, I'm not giving you my personal number, I'll say like, we can DM. But if she gives you the number, that's very intimate, so it's a good sign. Shout out to you.
Yes, and here's one advice for dudes trying to get numbers out there. Here's one thing that I used to do when I was single millions of years ago. You memorize it. it's a boss move. Memorize it. And she'll just be like, you know, like 313-729-4545. And you just, if you memorize it, like, well, you're not going to write that down. Just be like, no, I got it. I got it.
You know
and you memorize it. And then when you hit them later, they're like, I can't believe you remember my number. It's like, of course I remember your number. You fly.
That is a good move. Yes. I
that's
co-sign.
That's a boss move.
Retweet.
That's a boss
that
move.
That is a
yes,
real boss
yes,
move.
Yes, yes. AJ, my Canadian guy, shoot your shot.
Yes, sir.
You heard it from me and Janae. Shoot your shot. We got time for one more voicemail. Reg, what do you got?
What up, though, Jalen and Jacoby? It's your boy Devin from Texas. Shout out, Reg. Go Spurs, go! Man, I cannot believe that Jacoby would say, I wish I could run it back and play his exact voice. The Spurs are out, and the Dallas Mavericks are in. No. If anything, the Warriors are out, and the Mavericks are in. Now, I just seen that Stephen Curry got hurt, but I don't think they would have made the playoffs with Stephen Curry playing. They look horrible. But, Jacoby, stop sleeping on my Spurs. Please, Jalen Rose, tell this man. Give him a goal, Spurs, goal, to remind him that we keep them young gunners. Sway. Shout out, Reg. Put me on so I can represent. Peace.
First of all, my guy, Devin, you ain't got to tell us you're from Texas. It's all over your voice. You ain't got to tell us. You ain't got to tell us, Devin. We know you're from Texas. You know, first of all, sometimes I love people that disrespect me, and I love that man that disrespect me. You know what I mean? I know when I deserve it and when I don't. Chanae, you are also from Texas. Every year I pick the Spurs not to be in the playoffs, and every year I'm wrong. And I'm sticking to it. I'm saying the Spurs miss the playoffs in the West. What do you think?
Just for fun, I'm going to use my Texan accent just because I can click it on and click it off whenever I want.
Oh, you
but
can?
Yes, I can. So I do like the Spurs, but the West is stacked. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm sort of giving the Dallas Mavericks some love as well. But I represent the entire state, even though I'm a 2-8-1.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs have lost their last three games, though. But
yeah,
never count them out. Never count them out.
They're 5-6.
They've changed their game. They're playing with more pace. I would believe in them. So there's no reason to doubt Pop. In Pop, we trust.
So I'll say this. I got the Mavericks in, and I think the Trailblazers climb up and the Suns eventually drop down. But I got the Mavericks. It's basically between the Mavericks and the Spurs, in my mind, for that 8 spot in the Western
Battle
Conference.
Battle of Texas. We got an old school shootout.
We'll see what happens. I just love Luka and KP so much. You know
Same
one of
here.
The reasons I love them so much?
Why?
They white.
You better stand for your man.
Chanae, it's always a treat having you on this program. You're welcome to come back any single time you want. I know one woman, Victoria Dowling, will be so happy to hear that you're on the show today. What you know, plug your stuff. I see you got like 7 different podcasts. You're working for 16 different companies. You a media star now. Where can people find more Chanae Agumake?
You can find me on Instagram at Chanae, C-H-I-N-E-Y, 321. You can listen to our podcast, Nick Young, Sharonis J. Jackson, Certified Buckets with Spotify. And other than that, I be in them streets.
All the streets. Thank you so much for doing the show. I'm going to call you after we're done recording because I'm going to find out about this guy.
No, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm sorry. I love
oh,
you,
I'm
going to
find
no.
out. I'm going to find out one or the other. I'm just going to ask Kayla. That's what I'm going to do.
She
She'll
better
tell
not.
Me. She'll tell
That's
me.
Not fair.
We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, KRS?
We're not done.
Gotta give the people.
I love them.
All I care about is my nipples. Seriously.